Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to figuring out some of the, well, confusing parts of life. And if you've been dealing with anxiety, you definitely know how unsettling, how really bizarre the symptoms can sometimes feel. It's so easy to get lost asking why your body feels like it's, you know, working against you. So today we are diving deep into a YouTube source that offers a really powerful and hopeful view on anxiety. And not just anxiety, but all those other conditions that often seem to pop up right alongside it. It kind of challenges how we usually think about these things.
Yeah, exactly. Our mission here is really to bring some clarity. We want to explore why so many different symptoms you might be feeling could potentially be misdiagnosed or maybe seen as totally separate problems when they might actually be linked. Ultimately, the goal is to offer you a simpler way forward, something filled with hopefully actionable insights and real hope for your own recovery. Think of it like finding the one big umbrella issue causing all those different raindrops of symptoms.
Okay, let's dig into that first step. Our source really emphasizes the doctor's role here, which is absolutely critical. Their main job initially is to rule out any underlying physical problems.
Right. Things like hormonal imbalances, maybe nutrient deficiencies, organ issues. They run tests for all that.
Exactly. To make sure it's not something physical that's just looking like anxiety. But here's where it gets really tricky for a lot of people. What happens when, you know, all those medical tests come back clear, normal, but you're still having these weird, persistent, sometimes awful symptoms? It's pretty common for people struggling with anxiety to really hyper-focus on one thing. Maybe it's digestive problems or feeling dizzy all the time or just being incredibly tired.
Mm-hmm. And what's fascinating and kind of complicated is how this plays out. The source shared a really personal story about getting diagnosed with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. This was after dealing with severe digestive issues like constant nausea, even losing a lot of weight. Now, IBS is a valid medical label for those symptoms, but the insight here is that getting that diagnosis actually made it harder, in a way, for them to see that anxiety might be the real root cause underneath it all.
Ah, okay. So it leads to that big question.
Exactly. Is the IBS creating anxiety, or is the anxiety actually creating the IBS symptoms?
Mm.
Our source points out that while these specific diagnoses, like IBS, can give you a temporary sense of relief, like, okay, I have a name for this, they can also become these sort of
identities.
Yeah, things people start to cling to. And that can make the recovery journey much more confusing, especially if you start thinking, oh, my problem isn't just anxiety, it's this other thing.
Okay, so if it's not necessarily IBS or these other separate things causing the anxiety, what is going on? How should we understand this?
Well, this is where our source introduces a really powerful kind of overarching idea. Instead of seeing all these as separate diagnoses, we should think about what might be the real underlying issue for many people. Something called nervous system sensitization.
Nervous system sensitization, okay.
So what the heck is that? Right. Basically, imagine your nervous system hits a certain stress threshold. Maybe it was a big trauma, maybe just long-term stress, maybe even a bad panic attack. And because of that, it becomes super sensitive, way more sensitive to every kind of stressor.
So it's not just normal stress anymore?
No, it's like your body's internal alarm system went into high alert and then it got stuck there. Like a smoke detector that's now way too sensitive, you know, goes off for burnt toast and then just won't shut up easily.
Right, I see. So connecting that, this high sensitivity, it leads to very real physical symptoms, right? Things that can feel really bizarre.
Totally real. And scary intrusive thoughts too. Maybe feeling disconnected, sort of numb, or having weird emotions you can't explain.
Exactly. These aren't just in your head. They're physiological changes happening in your body because it's stuck in that fight or flight mode basically 24/7.
Okay. So the source explains that doctors often use anxiety as a kind of catch-all term, mostly because people understand it, right?
Yeah, it's relatable.
But the underlying realities for potentially many of these symptoms is actually this nervous system sensitization.
Hmm.
And just grasping that core idea, that concept, can really shift how you see everything you're experiencing. It offers a potentially simpler explanation.
And this deep dive keeps going, looking at other conditions that maybe surprisingly seem to fall under the same umbrella. Let's talk about fibromyalgia. That's the condition with like mysterious widespread muscle and bone pain, feeling tender all over, and just this general really draining fatigue. Often doctors can't find a clear physical cause.
Right. It's known for being hard to pin down.
And here's something really eye-opening from the source. They actually spent time shadowing doctors, orthopods, neurologists, different specialists, and they learned that behind closed doors, many doctors kind of admitted they don't really believe fibromyalgia technically exists as a distinct physical illness with its own specific root cause.
Wow, okay. But they do acknowledge the pain is real.
Absolutely. They completely validate that the patient's pain is 100% real and debilitating.
So, why give the diagnosis then if they have doubts about it being a distinct physical thing?
Well, the source observed that doctors often feel this pressure, you know, to give some kind of diagnosis. Telling someone they have fibro can offer some peace of mind. It validates their suffering. It gives them a label that isn't just, oh, it's all in your head.
That makes sense. But the key insight then from the source's perspective is that for many individuals, fibromyalgia might actually be, at its core, a nervous system sensitization issue. And trying to treat it completely separately from anxiety often doesn't bring lasting relief.
Okay, so it's important to get the nuance here.
Definitely. Like a thyroid condition that's a real physical issue, it can cause anxiety symptoms, and you absolutely need separate medical treatment for the thyroid itself.
Right.
But many other chronic conditions, maybe including fibromyalgia in a lot of cases, could be viewed more accurately through this lens of a sensitized nervous system. The point isn't saying your pain isn't real. It is real. But the source of that pain might be this oversensitized system, which suggests a different approach to getting better than just standard pain management.
And this connection, it just keeps going. Our source links even more common health puzzles back to the same nervous system sensitization idea. Think about POTS, that's postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome.
Right, yeah, where your heart rate goes crazy just from standing up.
Exactly. You stand up, you lie down, and your heart rate changes dramatically, makes you feel dizzy, weak, maybe like you'll faint. The source actually experienced those rapid heart palpitations personally. And interestingly, they noted that those symptoms completely went away as their nervous system calmed down as it desensitized.
Wow.
Then you've got long COVID. That's newer, obviously, and has left so many people struggling with all sorts of lingering, debilitating symptoms.
A real puzzle for many.
The source's team actually suspected early on that a lot of long COVID symptoms might also be part of this hypersensitized nervous system picture. Like, maybe the initial COVID infection triggered the sensitization cycle, but the ongoing sensitization is what's actually keeping the symptoms going, not the virus itself.
That's a really interesting perspective. And chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS,
yeah,
with that profound exhaustion.
Yeah, another clear example that seems to fit under the same umbrella, according to the source.
And what about feeling dizzy all the time, like vertigo or just general balance problems? Sometimes that gets diagnosed as PPPD.
Persistent perceptual dizziness, yeah.
Right. It's like your brain's balance system gets overly sensitive and starts misinterpreting normal signals as threats, leading to that constant dizziness. The source even shared their own story here. They were diagnosed with labyrinthitis, an inner ear infection, because they were getting severely dizzy during panic attacks.
But it wasn't actually an infection.
Apparently not for them in the long run. Learning how to desensitize their nervous system actually resolved the dizziness too. It took away that intense fear that was making them avoid driving or even just going out.
That's incredible. So if we pull back and look at the bigger picture, even something like severe insomnia.
Yes, even that. The source mentioned battling really bad insomnia for a whole year. They tried medications like trazodone, Xanax, you name it. But ultimately, they realized their insomnia was also tied back to this overall nervous system sensitization. And they admitted, you know, struggling to accept that all these different really debilitating symptoms, the gut issues, the dizziness, the fatigue, the insomnia, were all just part of one anxiety disorder. Well, that struggle kept them stuck for a really long time, feeling lost and, frankly, pretty hopeless.
Okay, so this is huge. If multiple diagnoses might all stem from this one core issue, what does that mean for recovery? What can you actually do with this knowledge? Our source shares a piece of advice that was absolutely critical for them, really crucial for breaking free.
Okay, what is it?
Simply, let go of those big diagnoses. Let go of the identities that can sometimes come along with them.
Let go of the labels.
Yeah. For the source, that meant consciously stopping seeing themselves as someone dealing with IBS or struggling with insomnia or having POTS. Instead, they started doing something they called dumbing down their symptoms.
Dumbing down. What does that mean?
It means using much simpler, more neutral words to describe what they were actually feeling. And apparently just doing that made the symptoms feel way less scary and more manageable almost immediately.
Huh. So it's about the language we use, even just in our own heads.
Exactly.
That's actually a radical idea, isn't it? That just changing how you describe a symptom could somehow disarm it, turning it from this big scary diagnosis into just a sensation.
Right. So instead of saying, I'm having heart palpitations or I think I have POTS, they learn to just say internally, okay, my heart rate is just a little bit elevated right now.
And for the digestive stuff, instead of my IBS is flaring up.
It became, I'm just feeling a little bit nauseous or maybe my stomach feels a bit upset. Simple as that.
And the intense dizziness.
Became, I'm just feeling a little bit dizzy. It transforms it from this terrifying experience into something kind of ordinary and temporary.
Wow. Okay. I can see how that shift in language.
Yeah.
That could really help break the cycle of overreacting, right?
Totally.
And stop you from constantly searching online, self-diagnosing, going down those anxiety spirals.
Mm-hmm.
The rabbit hole, as they called it.
Exactly. It allowed them to see all those different symptoms, the gut stuff, the heart rate, the dizziness, the fatigue, as just temporary side effects of a nervous system that was overly sensitive but could calm down.
And focusing on calming that system down, desensitizing it, would naturally make the symptoms fade away over time. That mindset shift was key.
Absolutely key for their recovery, breaking free from that rabbit hole. So as we wrap up this deep dive, the core message to really hold on to is this. Many of these mysterious symptoms, the ones that get all sorts of different labels, might actually be connected to one underlying issue.
Mm-hmm.
A sensitized nervous system.
Understanding that can just be such a massive relief, a real turning point.
Yeah, the journey the source described, going from all these confusing diagnoses to finding real freedom just by understanding this umbrella issue, it really does offer a lot of hope. And maybe a clearer path. Your healing journey is definitely your own. It's unique. But simplifying your focus, maybe letting go of needing those very specific labels, that can be incredibly empowering. Might even speed things up.
We really hope this conversation helps you feel, I don't know, less confused maybe, more in control. Just recognizing that clarity itself is a huge step. It's essential for finding real relief and hopefully lasting recovery from what can feel like a never-ending cycle.
And that brings us to maybe a final question for you to think about as you move forward on your path. What labels, what complicated medical terms might you be holding on to right now? And could reframing them, maybe dumbing them down as the source suggested, unlock a new, simpler perspective for your own healing? Could it bring you a bit more peace?
It's definitely something to mull over. And remember, while we've unpacked some really powerful insights today, the actual journey of desensitizing your nervous system,
Well,
that often really benefits from some structured guidance and support.
Absolutely. There are resources available, like the desensitization blueprint the source mentioned, things designed specifically to help you understand why you're having these symptoms and how to actually work through them. Taking that next step, exploring some personalized guidance, that could be truly transformative for your recovery. It could really help you find that lasting freedom.